BadgerCast, number 33.
Straight from southeastern Wisconsin, bringing you your slice of Badgerland, welcome to BadgerCast. And now your host, Julie and Dale.
Hey, a freak show!
Hello and welcome to BadgerCast, your slice of Wisconsin life. I'm Dale.
And I'm Julie. Happy Palm Sunday.
Happy Palm Sunday! And what are we doing now?
I just got back from my bike ride, and I'm decompressing, and I'm combing out some knot snarls in Olivia's hair here while we're talking.
And can you all do that closer to the microphone?
Like this?
Yeah, like that.
Okay. Bye-bye, greasy girl.
All right. Well, it's now the end of March.
Yes, it is. It is the 29th.
It's the 28th. God, don't go faster than...
I want to go faster because, let's see, if today's Sunday, that means Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 5 days.
And what does that mean?
That at this time, in 5 days, we will be in the airport boarding a plane.
No, we'll have already boarded the plane a week in 5 days.
It's 12:30, dear. The plane takes off at 1:30.
All right. I guess we're right into the Trek to Vancouver segment.
Uh-huh.
So we are leaving on Friday.
Woo-hoo!
And I need a vacation more now than I ever have.
And why is that?
Well, I'm still unemployed.
You're on a... semi-permanent vacation.
Yeah, well, semi-permanent, hopefully to end soon. So what's been going on with the trek to Vancouver, other than getting last-minute stuff together? Or what?
Well, I found that part of my plans for people that we will be seeing, I can't do because of the commerce issues between Canada and the U.S. You can't send certain things, so I'm...
What, like contraband?
Yeah.
Drugs?
Food.
Food?
Yeah.
Food?
Yeah, can't send food.
Can't send beer, huh?
Well, it really didn't say beer.
Beer is not food. Beer is the elixir of life.
Yeah. But food, as in like gift packages type things, you know, I can't send that stuff... In most businesses, when you go look to if they have a gift package, don't send to Canada because of it. I'm working on some other ideas there.
Okay.
Otherwise, we have kids who want to leave now. They've like packed their bags, and it's like, okay, if you pack your bag now, what are you going to wear for the next week?
Yep.
Yeah. What else have we gotten done? We got all the little things done. The car is set. The hotel is set. What we're going to be doing the first 3 days we're in Washington State is all set.
Set as much as it. We're going to set it.
Well, yeah. You know, the basic guidelines.
Yeah.
So Friday night, we are going to be partaking in a poker tournament.
Friday night?
Saturday night with Randy and Andy and assorted friends from the Two Guys, One Brain podcast.
And Sunday?
Sunday, we are going to be going to a Sunday brunch with Randy, Andy, Mother Superior, I'm assuming Jody, and Andy can kick me later. I can't think of his daughter's name.
Okay. And how much is the brunch going to cost us?
It's not bad. It's decent.
I know, but you had to buy a new dress for it.
Oh, well, you mean that?
Yeah, how much is the brunch going to really cost me?
Well, you don't really need to know. No. You were already there. So.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, you gotta have.
But you will look good.
Gotta have a decent dress for Easter Sunday brunch.
I will just have normal work attire, probably.
Well, see, guys have it so much easier than ladies. You know, dress pants, a shirt. Yeah, you know, you're fine. Ladies, not so simple.
Not so simple, huh?
No, because, you know, it has to be the right dress, the right time of year to wear that dress, the right shoes, you know.
Yeah, the right shoes.
Oh, stop. I know where this is going. Stop.
And where are they again? The last time you bought 3-inch high heel shoes, they lived in my kitchen.
You know why they live in your kitchen? So that I see them to put them on to practice walking.
Oh, to practice walking. Oh, okay.
And if this is 3 inches, you can eat the shoe.
Is that 5 inches? No. I don't know.
Like 3.5, 4 inches.
3.5, 4 inches. Oh.
They're decent. They're just black pumps.
Okay. All right. Well, I know what the shoe. Here we go.
No.
On the box.
No, 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 no. He is not taking a picture.
Of the shoes?
No.
Of you in shoes, maybe.
If you can try and get a picture of me.
Ah.
You know I don't like my picture being taken.
Okay. Onward. Monday.
We're going to drive up to Vancouver.
Canada.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
And meet up with the spa people and...
Yes, the spa people are going to be hosting us.
And...
Very nice of them to offer.
Yes, thank you. And Lorna and
Manager John and Charlene.
Speaking of which, I have a response from Manager John about my question regarding the Canadian border.
Oh, you're going to take a voicemail out of order here?
Oh, of course.
Hey, Dale and Julie. Julie and Dale. This is Manager John. He's calling actually as a response to your last show. We have an interesting relationship with our borders here. You mentioned the Peace Arch border, and yes, you can see the Peace Arch as you travel through. It's between the actual Canadian side and the American side. It's nothing really special to look at. It's, about 40 feet tall. It looks like a miniature Arc de Triomphe in France, but it's just miniature. And you sort of pass by really quickly as you're getting to the border to enter into the Canadian side. So you might be able to look at it in line, depending on the time of day. There's a road in just south of Langley, which is called Zero Ave. And it's a good quick way from getting to where I am, in Richmond, out to the Langley, or out in the Fraser Valley cities out there. But it runs parallel to the border. It's right actually on the border. And, for instance, if you go off the road, you could be in American territory. Now, it's not entirely unguarded. I mean, you don't see anything. I mean, you look over the side of the road, and there's some farms and a couple of houses and what have you, and those are all the American side. If you decide you want to decide, I don't know, I'm going to go off the road and go for a wander and go knock on that American's door over there, pretty soon there'll be probably a Jeep or something with a bunch of armed border guards coming after you. There are cameras. That's about the only safeguard. There's cameras. If there's a forest on the other side of the road, and there is for a good portion of it. If you walk into that forest, there's also pressure mats in there as well. So if you walk over the pressure mats, you'll pretty soon have a Jeep parked on your back legs. So, not entirely undefended, but it is watched, but it is open. So, conceivably, you could just run across the road and be in the U.S. There's no fence. So, maybe you can see it when you come up here. It's kind of interesting. You can actually see the markers that say this is where the U.S. starts and this is where the Canada starts. The Canada. Anyway, that's it. Just wanted to say. All right. Bye.
Thank you, Manager John.
Yes, thanks. And the Peace Arch is tentatively on our way across the border. I'm still planning out the route.
Okay. It kind of reminds me of the DNR.
Yeah, why?
Well, they're always around but never seen until you don't pay for your parking sticker or don't put the parking sticker in the right spot on the dash. What were we going to do with Manager John and Gag? Hmm. Was that planned out yet or not?
That's Tuesday, Whistler.
Whistler. Oh, we'll get to see Olympic venues.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. I think that's all we have for the Trek to Vancouver segment.
Right, because all the other stuff really isn't planned out. It's going to be weather-dependent and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But we got a list of stuff to do.
Sounds good.
I'm sure we'll be reporting in.
Yes, we'll try to do some sort of Badger Cast moment or something. I don't know.
I'm thinking the Laffa Ska.
Can we try the Laffa Light?
And yeah. I haven't even had a drink. Sorry.
You want one?
Got to go to work. Sorry. But I think between Crystal Rod and I and you and Lorna, something will get done.
Yeah.
John, yeah.
So stay tuned, and you'll hear all about it. So what have you been up to? What did you? All right, you want to go from today backwards or from backwards to today?
Backwards to today. Pretty much, it's been, you know, all those little errands, getting things done, working, and I have like, I don't know, 3 more days of work, fiscal days of work left. And getting back outside, yay!
Yes, actually, today is, well, it looks pretty good outside.
Today it was, let's just double check here, because when I left the house, I think it was 40 degrees.
It's bright and sunny.
It's bright and sunny. The only drawback is it's windy. Yeah, it's 40 degrees. They say a high of 55 today. Oh, wait a minute, up to 49. When I left the house, it was 40.
Okay.
And it's almost 50 now. But it's windy. The flags are straight out.
Straight out.
Yeah.
You know that the day we leave on Monday, on Friday.
What about it?
It'll be 70 and sunny.
My forecast doesn't go past. Oh yeah, it does. It's supposed to be sunny too. All 72. Right.
72.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And wait a minute. I plugged in the Vancouver area, and on Friday in Vancouver, Washington, it's supposed to be 46 and rainy.
We'll bring some of the warmth with us.
It's supposed to be 48 in Seattle when we get there.
Okay. So
maybe they're wrong. Weathermen are never correct.
Yeah, they're never correct.
So yeah, I've been doing that. So this week is the first official week out biking, outside, off the trainer.
Yes, you've broken the training thing and got your bike fixed.
Well, I didn't break the trainer.
Well,
thing.
No, I know, but you
popped my back wheel on the trainer.
Yeah, you popped your wheel,
and that meant that
I had popped a wheelie, but popped a wheel.
That meant I had to bring it in, and the bike, besides having to get the, I got 2 new tires on it, but they were
old tires.
Well, they were from my bike. Quick recap. 17 years ago, Julie was hit by a car on her bike. Minor damage to Julie, major damage to bike frame. So, but the pieces were all in working order. So I saved the bike for parts. Insurance gave me a check for a brand new bike, which is the bike I currently have.
Right.
So we just...
Same bike.
Same type of bike. So we just took those wheels and had them put them on the other bike and tune it up. And in, let's see, in the end, I had to get a new derailleur. And that has made a huge difference. The first day out on the bike, same route, guy shaved 10 to 15 minutes off the time.
So do you think you could do the pedal the kettle this year with the new derailleur?
Probably.
And not have any issues? Are you going to do the 100?
I'm thinking about the 100. I'm doing in, and I see now you got me sidetracked on biking, in July, and let's see.
I do that, don't I?
Let's see, and let's just double check the dates in July, because I want to say it's like the 22nd or 23rd. I am going on the Scenic Shore 150. It is the 24th and 25th of July. It is a 150-mile bike ride benefiting, I believe, the Leukemia Society. And you can find them on Twitter. And I want to say it's Scenic Shore 150 or Scenic Shore. And I'm doing that with an old coworker who told me about it last year, but I just couldn't do it last year. But it's a 2-day bike ride along Lake Michigan, starting in Sheboygan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Knock on wood that there won't be any scheduling conflicts.
Oh, no. I got the weekend off. I already know that.
Oh, that's not what I meant.
What do you mean?
Scheduling conflicts with me.
Well, you'll just have to work around it.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Or it could be.
Could be. Anyway, back to your original question. So, outside, on the bike. So, I biked pretty much every other day this week. So, Monday. No, was it last Sunday? I don't know. Every other day since Sunday or Monday.
You picked it up last Sunday. The bike.
Saturday. So Sunday, Tuesday. Anyway, I've biked a lot this week.
Good. So how many miles have you got in?
I don't know, because the little new computer little thing I bought that does back wheel and front wheel wouldn't reset. So I'm trying to work with a map my walk right now and type it in, but probably 15 miles a day. Each time I went out, except for today, I think I went up closer to 20 today.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what happened on today's bike ride?
I don't know whether to be embarrassed or happy or both. I got my first Yahoo catcall whistle from some big black shiny truck going by. Couldn't tell you if he was young or old, although probably younger, because it was a big black shiny truck and it didn't sound like a young voice. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Should I be jealous?
Nah.
Nah.
Mm-mm. No, the only way I'd be jealous is if I didn't get a cat call when I went out, which I don't, but I haven't been out in a while.
Why would you get a cat call? Men don't get cat calls.
All right, no. All right, I want to ask.
Ask what?
Ask the listeners.
Uh-huh.
Would you get a if you're a woman, would you give a cat call to a hunk or a man in a similar circumstance?
Yes. There's very few of them, though.
Yeah, of course not. I'm not one of them.
I never said anything about you. So there are very few instances, though. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. That's really all that's been going on with me.
Okay.
You, though.
Yeah.
You got some positive stuff.
Got some positive stuff. All right. Looking for a job. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I'm looking for a job. I'm not restricting myself to, well, I'm restricting myself to a job, to what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not kind of willing, at least yet, to, be a barista at Starbucks or flip burgers.
Work at Home Depot?
Work at Home Depot, no.
No.
Would you really want me to work at Home Depot?
If you needed to get money in, sure.
Yeah, just call me Righty.
Oh, shush.
I am not a mechanical person.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I've been looking all over the country.
Yes, you have.
Which is not what I want to do, but we'll do what we got to do.
Yes.
I have had a couple of interviews. Mm-hmm. One was with a recruiter, and that was good. Had a couple of leads that unfortunately didn't turn out. Had a phone interview with a company not too far away. And we're going to have a follow-up in-person interview next week.
Yay!
Yay! So, good karma. Knock on wood or whatever else. So hopefully I'll have good news to report after the vacation.
Yay!
So, should we take a break?
Sure.
And this is from The Killers, from their Live at the Albert Hall CD, and Mr. Brightside on the BadgerCast.
And it's
All right, we're back. That was The Killers from the Royal Albert Hall album and Mr. Brightside. Okay, what's going on?
What's going on? I am not liking mapmywalk.com right now.
Why is that?
Because every time I try to put the... You go down a road and you go back down that road.
It doesn't do it.
It won't let me do it.
Oh.
I gotta. If anybody knows a different way or a different map that you can plot your map, your walk, your run, whatever, that's easier than this, I'd love to know about it.
Would you think the iPhone app would be better?
Well,
I sometimes find that some of the iPhone apps are better than the web page. Like, I like LinkedIn's iPhone app better than I liked the LinkedIn web page.
The problem with that right now would be that I would have to take another bike ride today to prove what I did. Not going to happen.
Well, okay.
So.
Speaking of new toys.
Yes.
I forgot to talk about this in my segment of the show.
Yes, you got a new toy.
I got a new toy. A 1 terabyte network backup drive.
I shouldn't say really toy. A need. We needed to back up our
stuff. We need to back up our laptops, and primarily yours, because yours has, well, mine has all the podcasts, but yours has all the financial stuff.
Yeah, mine kind of takes a priority
there. Yeah, and if I do get employed in the, as a consultant, I'm going to need to do billing, which probably I'll need to have my stuff out there as well. So I got it yesterday, and I got it set up. It was very easy to set up. The only problem is when I got 3/4 of the way through my laptop backup, which took about 10 hours, and it died.
It died?
It died. I had it up here, and I was doing the backup through the wireless network, and I moved the computer, and then it died. So either I have to do it through the wired network, which wouldn't be necessarily too bad, or if I do it through the wireless, I can't move the computer during the whole time I'm backing up, which would be a real pain in the butt, at least initially. But it's still a cool thing. Mm-hmm. I liked it a lot. I like it a lot. So are you going to come back to us? Or?
I'm here. I'm talking and doing stuff, and it's just not letting me do what I want. So,
well, shut up. I didn't do a Cheesehead Spotlight this
week. You didn't? Why not?
Because I had one thought of, but it just wasn't that interesting.
It wasn't, huh?
It was about the town of the only place in Wisconsin where it's winter 365 days a year.
Hurley?
Darn close.
Hayward?
Darn close.
Well, let's see. If it's not Hurley, Hayward. Am I going east or am I going west?
You're going a little south.
South?
To the village of Winter, Wisconsin, where it's winter all year long.
Hmm.
It's kind of stuck between Park Falls and Hurley. Or Hayward, I'm sorry. Park Falls and Hayward.
Okay. I can picture that.
Yeah. It's a little itty bitty town, smaller than Eagle.
Wow.
So
that's not hard, or that's, well, that's hard to do because we're pretty small.
Yeah, I think they had like about 800 people.
Oh, just barely smaller than Eagle.
No, we're almost 2,000 people. I think the last, we'll see what happens when we fill out our census form. Have you filled out our census form yet? Have you answered that those 10 important questions that nobody cares about?
No.
Except the government?
No.
All right. So.
I've been planning a trip, remember?
Okay.
I don't have time for the census.
Okay. How are they going to know how to screw us out of healthcare money?
Oh, don't go there with healthcare, please.
All right, we won't go there with healthcare right now. So I guess before we go, we'll answer the 10 questions and send it in. Winter, Wisconsin. I put a few things in the show notes if you want to look them up.
Okay.
That's our lame attempt at a Cheesehead Spotlight. What have you been reading?
What I've been reading.
She's still working on this app. She's not looking at me. She's looking at her screen. And she's like, okay.
Okay, fine. I shut it off.
Okay.
What was the question again?
See, I told you she wasn't paying attention. What have you been reading?
Oh,
I'm trying to get through the show.
Hold on a second here. Now you're making me think because I've been reading a lot. I read, it was a new book. Shoot. Karen Robards. Hold on. I'm going to have to look it up. And I can't think of the new name. She's a good writer, too. I like her. She's keeps your attention, character development, all that's really good. But let's just see what her newest book is.
Okay, well, you do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I've been reading.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading Last Words, which is the autobiography mm-hmm. of George Carlin with Tony Herta as the co-author.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is true that, you know, all the comedians have, like, really shitty, excuse the French, lot and childhoods and lives.
Doesn't everybody, in one way or another?
Well, I'm about a third of the way through. And he grew up with an alcoholic father who beat his brother, and his mother was overbearing, and he grew up in the New York of the 30s.
Okay.
During the Depression.
A hard time to grow up.
Yeah. So you can tell that it does influence his anti-establishment. You can see how it's starting to influence his anti-establishment views of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, where I'm at is he's in the Air Force screwing around. So, So now that I've stalled,
yeah.
Tell me about your book.
The book was called Pursuit, and it is. Let's just read part of the little thing they have here. There is a rookie lawyer who gets a call from a boss who's a senior partner in some big illustrious law firm, which has work to do with the First Family. And she witnesses something, and stuff happens, and then she gets put, in positions and stuff within her job with a, not CIA, what would he be? Secret Service agent who protects the First Family. And what happens and what happens to them and blah, blah, blah.
What, the First Family or the secret secret agent?
The secret
agent man, the Secret Service agent.
Well,
and the
rookie lawyer?
Rookie lawyer.
Well, there's stuff that goes on there, too, but then there's why the First Family's involved.
Okay, I guess we'll find out.
If you want to read it.
If you want to read it.
Yeah.
We'll put a link in the show notes at badgercast.com.
Yeah, and I'm looking at her site, and I'm like, I see more books I haven't read.
Oh, God. Here's a question for you.
Yeah?
And Ben has kind of come in here, so.
Background noise, yeah.
But he came up with a question for me, and I suggested this, but the question was, can you take or should you take a library book on vacation? And I suggested no.
Oh, I would have to say no also. Because if you lose said book, you're going to have to pay for said book.
So do you take the library book and bring it back? And then if you lose it, you have to pay for it? Or do you just go out and buy the book and take it with you on vacation?
You have a different book that you already have in your possession that you haven't read.
Well, all right. You can do that too, I guess.
Or getting to yours, which would be the last thing, is if you don't have a book that you haven't read and don't want to reread, because you know what? You can reread books.
Yeah, I can't.
Yes, you can. You learn more. You pick up different things you didn't pick up the first 2, 3, 4 times.
Okay.
You can tell I like to reread books.
Yes, you do.
What was that comment from the peanut gallery? No kidding, Ben said.
Shall we go to voicemail?
Sure.
All right, we got a lot of them. And I'll kind of...
A lot of them?
A lot of them.
Is that more than 4?
One, two, three, four, five.
Five. Wow.
Now, this one I got to preface because I found the missing voicemail.
You found Lorna's voicemail?
Yes, I did. Now, here's the thing.
Wait a minute. For Lorna, I'll ask for Lorna. Did you stumble across this, or did you truly go hunting for it and find it? He stumbled upon it?
No. I stumbled upon it, yes, and once I found it, then I...
Lorna, you can give him shit when we see you.
No, okay. Now, here's the thing.
You're backpedaling.
Yes, I am. But I'm going to tell you what happened. Okay. Since we got the new Skype number and I have Skype on the iPhone, if I listen to a voicemail on the iPhone, it copies it to the iPhone and doesn't copy it to the computer.
Why would you want to copy it again if you already listened to it?
Well, that's... But I don't usually make the...
You've lost me.
Okay, I screwed up. Okay.
No. If you listen to something on the iPhone through Skype,
yes,
your message is there no matter what. Why would it copy it again?
It didn't. It's on the iPhone, but it's not on the computer. I couldn't go back and get it off of the Skype.
You've confused me totally now. Okay.
All right. I'll just... Basically, I screwed up, okay? I thought I lost it, but I found it.
Okay. Which is a good thing.
Yes. It's just now I have to do things different.
I love giving you shit.
I know you do. Anyway, it's in reference to the somewhat on-again, off-again motivational weight loss challenge.
Oh, it's never been on. So you cannot say on again, off again, because you never, never officially.
I thought I officially said I was doing it last show.
No, you didn't. I officially haven't lost any weight.
I went from like about 112 to 107. Or 212 to 207.
I'm like 112 pounds. You? No. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay, we're back.
I started out at about 212.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I weigh myself when I go to the Y once a week. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
On the same scale.
Mm-hmm.
I went down to about 206. And now I'm back to about 207-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been there for about 2 weeks. Which I think is good because I sit here and I look for jobs and I get frustrated and I want to go to the Gray's, the refrigerator.
And you didn't learn anything while I was out of work?
I wasn't here while you were out of work. Remember,
We talked about it. You need whoever is out there who does not have a job and is looking and doing stuff, you have to take and make sure you have an hour to 2 hours out of the house, away from your desk, table, or wherever you're sitting looking for your jobs and doing your computer work. You need to get yourself out. It is, even if it isn't physical work, you need to get up and move out of the situation. Whether it's going outside and walking around the block.
Or playing basketball. Somebody's signaling me to do right now.
You can't keep yourself at your desk or your table or wherever you are looking for your job and updating your resume and doing all that stuff. You can't sit there for 12 hours a day. You need to do something different. It is more a mental health break than anything else. Now, if you choose to be doing something physical, like taking the walk, that's even better. But you can't just narrow yourself in for 12 to 18 hours a day.
Well, I don't do that because I don't do 12 to 18 hours of job hunting a day. I have like dinner to make.
Kids to pick up. Laundry.
Yeah, let's not go long.
Okay.
All right. Lorna, here's the voicemail.
Hi, Julie. Hi, Dale. It's Lorna. I'm really looking forward to seeing you both in April. I'm sure Crystal has a few things planned out, but there are lots of walks we can do if we can't do the grass grind. One really good one is Bunsen Lake, and it's actually quite near a very fine hotel where you'll be staying, the Chamberlain Hilton, I hear. Yeah, you got it right, Julie. You just knew I'd have to chime in on this one, didn't you? Oh, Dale, what are we going to do with you? Julie really needs you to get excited about losing this weight. 20 pounds? Ha, you can do it, absolutely. But she needs you to get excited about feeling good. No, you need to get excited about feeling good, about feeling healthy, about feeling sexy, and you will. Believe me, it's going to happen. You'll feel 20 years. Yes, get excited about eating all that wonderful, tasty, healthy food. Yes, even fish, green beans, and rice. Yeah, yum. I saw the status update.
I hate fish on
you
Friday.
Can pep it up with things like some roasted tomatoes or maybe a little salsa. I could send you a few tips, but I honestly think the fine example Julie has set for you should be enough. Seriously. Okay, guys, looking forward to seeing you. Bye.
Yeah. Thanks. What she said.
Okay. Now we go to our next voicemail. Matt.
Hey, Badger people. It's Red Boy. A little jealous about your Vancouver trip. I don't know if I've told you. I almost had a chance to meet the spa people. If I had got my map out before I took a business trip to Seattle, I would have realized I was, very close to their home. Alas, I didn't, so I didn't have any extra time built in to go see them. So it sounds like you guys have quite the trip plan. So have fun. They'll help you get a J-O-B there soon. I'm sure that would help with everything. So we'll talk to you guys later. Take care. Good boy. Cornfields out.
All right. All of that extraneous noise. You were doing pull-ups?
There wasn't extraneous noise.
The mics are on when I have the voicemail on.
Oh, hush.
Okay.
I wasn't doing pull-ups either.
What were you doing? I mean...
Drop lifts.
Okay.
Triceps. I won't do them.
Well, the show's almost over. You can do them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I see. Thank you, Matt.
All right. Now we have two from our friend, Barely.
Hey, Dale and Juliet. Barely. Yeah, I have to be a little bit quiet. I'm at work. But I just played major catch-up. Dale, sorry about the job thing. Hey, maybe we could hang out. Time. I might have to be in Rockford for a day coming up here. So maybe we could hang out. But hey, anyway, did have a complaint, though. Bonnie Blair from Illinois, not Wisconsin. She did some training up there, but she's from Illinois. I believe Champaign, but it could be Bloomington. I believe it's Champaign, otherwise we would hear it on the Red Boy podcast. So, anyway, that's it. Catch you guys later. Bye.
She lives in Wisconsin. She trained in Wisconsin.
He is correct. She is from Champaign-Urbana, but she now lives in Pewaukee.
Yeah. Wisconsin.
All right.
I thought you said there were two.
Barely voicemail number two.
Hey, Dale, Julie, it's Barely. Yeah, guess who's caught up. anyway, I was listening to your most recent episode, the one you put out like March 1st. It's now what? March 3rd. And I guess my last voicemail didn't make it, or you deleted it. But you missed out on someone who is really big in hockey. You're going to be at their house. Crystal is huge on hockey. Two of us go back and forth on the Canucks versus the Blackhawks all the time. I mean, you said Rod, Lorna, manager John. You didn't mention Crystal. Crystal, I am so sorry that they left you out of that. They should know better. You should charge them a lot more to stay in the... I would just say put Dale and Julie out in the shed. Let the kids stay in because they didn't make the mistake and slight you. But Dale and Julie, they should know this. They see us bantering back and forth. And Rod's like, yeah, whatever. Anyway, good show so far. And I guess Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey, bye.
And I'm going to have to go back and listen that I said Rod and Crystal, but at least I hit the households is what I think I was headed for. But
yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, I did not intentionally slight Crystal, and she knows that. She knows that.
Yes.
She didn't call to say anything to me about it.
No.
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 Mm-hmm.
So.
So.
On
to what?
On to our next voicemail, which is...
Who is that?
Our good friend, Charlie White.
Yay!
As I love the BadgerCast, I was listening when I heard my name, and I decided I'd better call. I really don't have anything specific to say, well, that you might be interested in.
Always interested
I
in.
I want to call this Charlie from Englewood, Colorado. You too. Love the podcast. I will be in the Seattle area, however, months after you go. No, shouldn't be applied. But I am training now to run the Seattle Rock and Roll Marathon on June 26th. And I look forward to meeting a lot of people from our large Northwest chapter of everything we do together. So I just wanted to call and say hi. Talk to you later. There, I think I'm out from under a chest. Did I say that right? Oh, wait, it didn't hang up yet. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah.
All right. If you'd like to call, like Barely, and Lorna, and Charlie,
and Matt.
You can call 262-649-8550, or you can send us an email at
thebadgercast@gmail.com.
Or you can leave a comment at badgercast.com, which is now renewed for another year.
Yes, or you can get a hold of me on Facebook or Skype or Twitter. And I'm Don't Tickle Me.
And I am the Philosophy Guy. And until next time,
have a great day.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
That I'm after is a life full of laughter. Without you, God knows what I'd do.